This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is recorded on traditional lands. We pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal, and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
So, guys, we have something very exciting for this episode. Yeah. We actually have Jess's boyfriend.
I didn't like the fact that you came on my podcast.
I actually did like the fact that you came on.
Yeah, so did I.
He came on the podcast.
Very inappropriate.
Yeah, so as part of the induction, you need to come on the podcast.
Okay, no, don't stop taking your pants off.
So this is Jason. Jason, please introduce yourself to our 8 listeners.
I'm Jason.
Thank you so much for that introduction.
That was so good.
Oh my god, isn't he so talkative? Men are so incredible. So today we just thought we'd bring you on and just ask you a couple questions. You know, we asked our beautiful followers for questions for a tall, attractive, straight man.
And just for context, Jason does, whenever we record, he... Like, sometimes you'll come in and we'll ask you shit when we get confused. Because we're women and we're stupid.
Yes, when we didn't know what pi was. Yeah. The silly little number, okay. The 3.14.
Can I just say on that? That was probably the stupidest fucking moment of my whole life. But I get it now. I know. Ready? I'll explain. I'll recite what I learned. Pi, if you didn't fucking listen, pi is... So basically, if the diameter is, say, 1 centimeter, the circumference is always 3.14 times that. I'm fucking smart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. And you know what? We got taught that by a man. And isn't that fucking incredible? I love men.
I'll be honest. I did Google it because I heard you guys talking about it. So I'm.
He knew.
No, but I still. It just wasn't. Even if I. I reckon even if
guys,
I.
Guys, we have to
it,
cut that.
Okay, all right.
We have to cut that. They can't know.
What?
They can't know that he's also.
Right, okay.
They can't know.
You have the men.
They cannot know. So. Like I said, we asked our followers for questions for...
All 10 of you.
Yeah, all 10 of you for questions for a straight, cis, white, tall, attractive man.
And we and more like, boo!
I hate men too.
Yeah, men suck!
Oh, they're helpful. So he's here with us today. So Jason, just tell us what your day is like, first of all. That's my question, my personal question. What is your day like as a tall, attractive, straight cis man who's white and has incredibly curly hair that he barely has to do anything to? So just tell us, just give us a little rundown.
First thing I do in the morning, I wake up and I look at the stock market.
That's crazy.
Before going on every dating app and...
Wait.
Just swiping.
Sussing out the competition. Love it. Yeah, no, the woman can never get too comfortable. I agree.
I know.
That's great.
She has to feel inferior.
Yeah.
The first thing I do is I take a shirtless photo in the mirror.
He does it every morning.
With a picture of how much money I've made on the stock markets that day.
Interesting. Stock, and like as I've been saying this, stocks. See, me woman, me small brain. What are stocks?
Well, basically, when you make soup,
I love soup.
Add like chicken stock or beef stock.
Oh, thank you, man.
Just like a flavor.
Right. Okay. Thank you. That's so good.
Yeah, so you smart. Go to the market.
I think I'm ready for Wall Street.
Oh wait, like Andy Warhol, he did that that painting about the Campbell's soup, like that kind of soup stock. Is that what you're talking about? Am I close? Am I hitting the dot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. So that's and like, what would you? Let's say if you're in the gym.
Yeah.
Let's say because you work out, obviously. like, what do you do? Like when you go to the gym, like how do
man at gym?
How do man at gym?
Well, every day is chest day.
yeah.
And the first thing I do is I stand at the bench and I just put as many plates as I can fit on there.
Yeah.
And I sit on the bench on my phone.
Yeah. and keep swiping the apps.
Yeah. I've got to maintain my swipe rate and my...
I have a question about that. So... You have a girlfriend and that's me and I'm sitting next to you. How do you think that that is productive when you're swiping the dating apps?
Well, girls have lots of other friends that are girls, so you've just really got to exploit that.
Yeah. I think that's
okay, so, I feel better now. Yeah. I was just really worried for a second.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Like, now I have a question for you. At the gym, if you see a silly little woman trying, can we get some laughs?
The gym?
Yeah, I know. Now, if you saw a girl trying, please explain what you would do when you go up to her and tell her how to do her workout.
Yeah, yeah.
Firstly, they're just always wrong.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
and
so true.
That's the first thing you have to acknowledge. You have to tell them.
Yeah.
You're wrong. You're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
I like that.
And I love it even when they don't ask.
And me big strong man.
Yes.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Me big boy.
Me no right way.
Yes.
So me show you.
Yeah.
And then me proceed to show her the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's good. And it's good to like, what I often find is like really inspiring to see is when a woman's just like existing at the gym and a man goes over, and I like when they get right in her space.
Yes. Oh my god, I love when they do that. And you know what else I love? And tell me if you do this, because if you do, like, that's incredible. So if you're at the gym and say there's like, I don't know, like a power lifter there, right? Yeah. And you're clearly like not as big as him, like intentionally, like they're usually like way too big, like not attractive, like am I right? That's so ridiculous of them. So say there's like a guy like that and they're lifting and you think like, god, like I just think that I could do it better. Do you just like, as part of your workout, like say you were there for 45 minutes and
you try and kill them?
Like, do you just like, what kind of advice do you give them?
It's kind of like a vibe thing.
Period.
You got to make primal. The louder you grunt, the stronger you are.
Can you just like show us some groans? So we'd love to hear.
Yeah.
Basically, powerlifters, they groan a lot.
Yeah.
And so to assert dominance, if there is a powerlifter bigger than you, you need to groan louder.
Can we
need to slam.
So say if I was in the gym and I'm a powerlifter, right? Like I would never do that because of that. So like I would never be a powerlifter.
Yeah, that's only for men.
I know. Oh my god. Yeah. So say if I was a powerlifter though, like theoretically, and I was in the gym and say I made like this noise, like as I drop my what's it called? What's the little thing called that they hold?
We don't know anything.
I don't know anything.
Sweetie, it's a dumbbell.
A dumbbell. Okay,
oh so, my yeah. God, we're so dumb.
You should have known the first syllable is dumb.
Yes, that's so true. Like me. Yeah. So if I drop my dumbbells and I make a noise like, what would you counter with?
So basically, you need your grunt and your noise to be louder than them because that's
right.
That is the sign of dominance.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So what I would do, I would sit myself down on a bench,
uh-huh.
dumbbells piled around me. To mm-hmm. get the extra clang noise.
Smart. That's so smart. Do
first push.
Yes.
Eccentric is for pussies.
Yeah.
Drop that shit.
I know.
Bang.
Whoa. Yeah. That was scary. Yeah.
It's awesome. I love it. Because like when you're, let's say if the gym is two levels, like sometimes it does feel like, fuck, like did someone just like, was there like an explosion upstairs? But it's yeah. just, yeah. it's just. Yeah. But
and that was just my gains exploding.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wow. Period.
You're
period.
So strong.
Amazing. So that's fantastic. Now we're going to move on to another scenario that you might find yourself in, which is at a bar. So oh, how okay. would you, let's say you're with your girlfriend. Oh, God. yeah. Like, and how would you, like, let's say you walk into a bar. How would you kind of go about that experience?
Well, I mean, you've got to just sort of let the crowd know you're
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Right.
Loud laughing.
Yes.
Boys, always, always.
Boys. And if you were, say, walking in, like, what would your outfit be? Like, what would you typically be wearing to kind of assert your dominance?
I like a really, really tight sleeved polo shirt.
Perfect. I'm thinking so white. Good. I'm thinking
yeah,
yes.
white polo.
Stunning.
Got to see the pec def.
Yeah. And the sweat. Yeah. Perfect.
And just some like short, tight shorts. Yep. Just you got to hint a little bit.
Yeah.
So wait, I have a question. Yeah. Sorry about the bar, like with the boys, always. I was just wondering, like, is it possible like that? Like, you would ever let any of like the girls like be one of the boys, or like is there any
yeah,
chance
like
maybe like me?
Like, yeah, like Jess. I don't know if you know this, like, but Jess is like such a tomboy.
Like, I'm such a tomboy. She's like, very. I love my penny board.
Yeah, she's very goofy.
I love flannels. Like, I think I would be one of the boys. Like, yeah, I'm just one of the boys. Like what do you reckon?
Do you think Jess would be elected as one of the always, always, always?
No.
Okay.
We would have to break up. You're either one of the boys, or you're a bitch.
Yeah. Oh. And I think it's really important to note that, like,
one of the boys or a bitch. Does that mean I'm a bitch?
Well, as the famous Anderson .Paak once said, if I call you a bitch, it's because you're my bitch.
Oh, that's
really
that's
sweet.
So sweet.
That's
so I'm your cute. Bitch. Yeah. Yeah. I love profanity.
That's and I think as well, like, as like women's, we need to really respect that, like,
yeah.
like men need to have their always, always, always nights. Yes. And like, I know this sounds a bit archaic, but like, I think like, I'm sorry, but like men and women shouldn't be friends.
That's so true. Never. I don't think they can be friends. Maybe that's so right. Like, I can't be one of the boys. That's right.
Yeah. And yeah. I'll talk about you guys as a couple. Like, so obviously out in public, like, you have to have the alpha personality because, like, duh. But when you guys are in private, can you show your little like snuggle voice? Like, how would you when the boys aren't around?
Oh my God, my dad, I love doing that. Like, every time, like, we're by ourselves, I'm like, oh, hi, baby. Like, oh, I love you so much. And then you.
Actually, don't do that.
Oh, come on, no, do it.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
I don't know.
He doesn't do that.
About.
He doesn't do that.
So
he doesn't do that.
Okay. Thank you.
So thank you so much, Jason. But just before you go, because we've loved having you here. I've learned so much. We have some listener questions. Just a few little questions that we need to ask you. I'll just pop them up.
What was war like?
How often do you think about the Roman Empire?
Yeah.
When I was 8 years old, I was drafted.
Yeah. Fuck. Good time. What was that like?
Well, actually, that's so funny you asked that, Molly, because first listener asked, "What's it like?" Just what's it like?
What's it like?
Yeah, just what's it like being a straight, tall, attractive cis white man?
Fucking blessed.
bless up. Yeah. And yes. Like, so yeah, back to war. So when you were 8, you were drafted.
So okay, next question. Let's not. So. So next question. Someone asked, "Why are you mean?"
Oh, like, I don't think he's mean. I think he's just asserting his alpha.
Yeah, I agree with that, but like, what do you think?
I think he's just, I think it's, can you show your best alpha?
Look, the truth hurts.
Yeah.
Look, sometimes it's mean, but.
Yeah.
But you're just being honest.
You've just got to hear it.
Yeah. It's just honesty. And like, I hear a lot of it. I hear a lot of that honesty. Like, yeah. Like, all diamonds the time. Are made like, under and pressure. It's so, yeah, it's
diamonds,
so fair enough.
Diamonds are made under pressure. That, absolutely.
That's, oh, that's, would you,
beautiful.
Wait, so would you say I'm not already a diamond?
Well, see, that's why that's, I need to be this way to you.
Yeah.
I'm crafting you into the perfect
yeah,
diamond.
Okay, so.
Because you and when can't he go- do that without
And when
you.
He goes to war, that's he's so literally true. Making you stronger. Like, oh don't God. Be a bitch, Jess, right? Am I right?
I am, like you said, I'm his bitch.
Yeah.
So, next question from the listeners. How much do you make before taxes? Oh, I don't think we should answer that question. Don't send in questions like that again. Next question is, who hurt y'all?
Yeah.
Who hurt y'all?
That's a bold question to ask, and I don't talk about that.
I think talking about feelings is pretty gay.
Feelings is pretty gay, yeah. And so...
That's like something that we do. That's like something that women do. Like, yeah, we talk about feelings.
And the more I hold that inside, the bigger I am.
The bigger your pecs are.
The more you repress, the bigger you can press. Yeah. So, that's why we hold it in.
Yeah, no, that's so true. Fuck. I have a question. I think I'm gonna finish on this. What's your relationship like with your dad?
That's a rough one, being that he's a fucking top G.
Awesome. And I think I speak for all the listeners when I can say, like, the dad is the one who, like, really raised us, right?
Yeah.
Look, dad shaped me.
Mum was just there.
She's, like, cooking
in.
Like, cooking and shit.
But I really learnt a lot from dad.
Yeah.
About, you know, his mentality towards life and women. And I think that really shaped the boy I am.
Yeah.
He sent me to an all-boys school.
Period.
Where we had misogyny classes three times a week.
Love that.
We got taught a lot there.
Powerful.
And that's just what it means to be a strong boy. And if it wasn't for my dad and my all-boys school, who would I be?
Who would you be? I don't know.
Feeling things. Yeah.
I don't think that could have gone any better.
That was really great. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I don't know about you guys, but I love this episode of Kinda Alpha. This was our Kinda Alpha segment.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for all the boys listening,
yeah.
There's none of you. So
give the boys some advice. Give the boys some advice. We'll finish on this.
For every boy listening to the Kinda Silly podcast, what are you doing? That's kinda gay, listening to two women talk.
Yes,
that's so valid.
That's so fucking true.
You should listen to my podcast where I talk about foreign exchange and drop shipping.
So where can the listeners find you, Jason?
Yes. At the gym.
You can find me at the gym.
Besides at the gym.
You can find me at the gym. You can find me in your heart. You can find me in your deepest desires.
What is your Instagram at and TikTok at?
You can find me at Jason Bennett or at Jason Bennett Music, either one. My name is spelt J-A-C-E-N.
Like a true alpha.
I've got to be different and I've got to separate myself from the pack.
Yeah. That's crazy. You're the true alpha.
We'll have it linked in the description as well.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that, you know, maybe you dumb women will probably struggle to you know, spell a name that's a little bit different. So it's a big lesson for you all.
I'm very
just trying
true.
To help you grow.
No, you are. I feel so helped.
Thank you.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to give us a rating on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this, and follow our TikTok and Instagram at Kinda Silly Podcast. Stay silly.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.